Hello, Gabriel Brown here, completing another podcast, A Look Into My Life, How Credit Made My Imaginations Come True. Today I want to talk about a question that a student asked me about my black card, because my book is called From Homeless to Black Cards. And my student thought that the black card that I was referring to on my book was an American Express Centurion card, which is the color black. And many people confuse that with the Barclay official black card that is trademarked the name black card across the front of the, across the face of the card. And my student thought that maybe the great marketing of American Express, that it was the official black card. So I answered him in that way. I said, well, no, the American Express Centurion card is actually a card that's the color black, but it's not a credit card. The actual credit card is the Barclays black card. That is black also, but it's trademarked on the front with the words black card. And I said the Centurion card is essentially a debit card, which is really a charge card because you have to pay it every 30 days, the balance in full. And I said, but that to me is a high performance debit card, because if you don't have the cash on hand to pay it at the end of the month, you're in trouble. A debit card, typically if you use it, the cash isn't immediately taken from your account. It could even be a lag time. If you do a debit on a Saturday, it could take until Monday for it to actually come out of your account. Well, the lag time for the Centurion American Express card is just 30 days. They carry you for 30 days. And he said, wow, I never looked at it like that. My student said that. And I said, well, that's the truth about the matter. And that's why on the front of my book, there is a black card that says Black Card by Barclay. Because my book, again, is named From Homeless to Black Cards. I have nothing against the American Express Centurion card. I actually have the American Express Platinum card, and I've had it for now for since 1997, so 22 years. All right, and I know the American Express Centurion card requires an invitation. There's some rumors going around that if you spend $250,000 or more in 1 year, you will get an invitation to the American Express Centurion card. I know a lot of people that I've talked to, I've advised on using the American Express Consortium Protocol, which is to give four friends of yours a authorized user of your Platinum card, and each of you spend $50,000 in a calendar year, which would be $250,000+ for that year if each of you do that. And of course you got to pay on time, you can't be late. Then that should trigger, I say should, or potentially it could trigger an American Express Centurion invitation. Okay, you still have to qualify, but you could get an invitation. And that worked a few times in the last 14 years that I've been in the credit repair business. So if you're still interested in the Centurion card over the Barclay Black card, that's a tactic or a protocol you can use to potentially get an invitation. If you want additional information about credit cards and the best cards to use, you can send me an email, support@secretwealthscore.com. Again, that's support@secretwealthscore.com. In our credit repair program, we do have a credit rebuilder component where we help our clients rebuild their credit. Okay, and in that program, we refer you to some credit card companies to apply to get new credit cards. Okay, now if you're interested in the Wealth Score Academy, that's where we speak of 70 plus data reports. Many of you are familiar with your three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Many are not familiar with the three minor credit bureaus. All right, if you're interested in getting a request letter, a template where you can request your three minor credit bureaus, I have a free template letter for all three of those minor bureaus on my website, Wealth Score Coach. That's wealthscorecoach.com. Again, that's wealthscorecoach.com. You can go there and get copies of the template letter you would need to send to the three minor credit bureaus. And if you're interested in the Wealth Score Academy, we have a limited time $97 sign-up fee for the first 30 days of the Academy. And again, inside the Academy, there's 70 plus data reports that could potentially restrict or cap your credit, because these are data reports that are used by banks, lending institutions, auto dealers, insurance companies to review your credit worthiness and to get additional data about your character. And there's different types of data reports. You have the banking activity report, you have the background history reports, you have the employment data reports, you have the medical data reports, the insurance data reports, and we have them all listed in the in the Wealth Score Academy. Many people have heard me call these data reports consumer files as well. All right, they're not consumer reports or credit reports. They're consumer files and or debt data reports, okay? If you're interested in the Wealth Score Academy, again, you can go to wealthscorecoach.com. Again, that's wealthscorecoach.com, and you can get more information there. And also, I look forward to seeing you in some of our Wealth Score Mastery classes and workshops that we will be hosting through 2019. I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you more on the next podcast.